Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioners arrested in Winter Olympics host city near Beijing, Chinese New Year greetings to Master Li from 63 countries and regions, Taiwan positive changes and wisdom inspired at Minghui Winter Camp, Hong Kong accomplice sentenced for involvement in attacking Falun Gong practitioner, Seoul, South Korea, Tianti Bookstore holds 100th Falun Gong 9-day introductory class, and Dunedin, New Zealand, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is extremely important. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong practitioners arrested in Winter Olympics host city near Beijing. Weeks ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics in February 2022, the authorities in Jiang Jiakou City, Hebei Province, one of the three zones to host the snow sports, arrested five local Falun Gong practitioners under the pretext of preventing them from speaking out about Falun Gong during the Olympics Games. The five practitioners from Chongli District, where the ski resorts are located, were arrested on January 20th and 21st. The authorities claimed that they would detain the practitioners until February 6th, 2 days after the opening of the Winter Olympics. In addition to Falun Gong practitioners, local residents are also facing extreme restrictions on their daily lives as part of the authorities' effort to ensure a successful international sports event. The three practitioners were held at the local police station and then transferred to the city lockup for 15 days. After January 18th, most locals have been prohibited from going to Chongli. Regular visits of families or friends aren't allowed, despite that it was only 2 weeks before the Lunar New Year. Surveillance cameras are everywhere in Chongli, including at the entrance of every residential area, outside every apartment building, and on every block. The surveillance cameras on the streets can record movements from all angles and in the dark. For most residential complexes, the authorities left only one exit open, with security personnel stationed at the exit to monitor traffic. Everyone coming in has to go through the facial recognition system. Community workers also visited every home and recorded how many people were living there.
Chinese New Year greetings to Master Li from 63 countries and regions. The Falun Law Wheel rotates and time flies. The momentum of Fa rectification forges ahead and is transitioning to the period when the Fa rectifies the human world. Practitioners from around the world and people who have benefited from this practice have witnessed the power, compassion, and sacredness of Falun Dafa. The Chinese New Year begins on February 1st, and practitioners from many countries have sent their sincere greetings to the Minghui website to wish Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, a happy Chinese New Year. They recognize how fortunate they are to have this unprecedented cultivation opportunity, are truly grateful for Master's compassionate caring, and are determined to walk well on their remaining cultivation paths. The Minghui.org website has presented a selection of greetings from 63 countries and regions, including China, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Denmark, Germany, Sweden, Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, Austria, Taiwan, Hong Kong, France, South Korea, Vietnam, Russia, Finland, Poland, Japan, Malaysia, and many other countries around the world.
Taiwan. positive changes and wisdom inspired at Mingwei Winter Camp. The 11th Taiwan Mingwei Winter Camp was held in Yulin in late January, sponsored by the Falun Dafa Club at Trans World University. Young practitioners and parents gathered together for a fun and productive event. From preschoolers to elementary students, from high schoolers to adults, many who attended share their stories of how the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance fostered better health and improved their character. Jiajin from New Taipei City and his son attended the camp for the first time. He said, "I learned so much here. Through the discussions, we all had a better understanding of how to apply the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in our daily lives. Many questions were answered and problems were solved." He said his wife and 3-year-old son plan to attend next time so that the entire family will have a special, memorable time together. Coming to the camp again with her son, who's in 4th grade, and her daughter, who's in 1st grade, Yu Qing said she was glad to have had the opportunity to meet other young practitioners and improve together. She said, "The college staff members did a great job explaining to the children the importance of being good, and they also used vivid examples to illustrate how to remove bad thoughts in our minds. From agenda to interactive activities, everything was great. Thank you."
Hong Kong, accomplice sentenced for involvement in attacking Falun Gong practitioner. The West Kowloon Court in Hong Kong announced a verdict on January 26th for a crime committed in 2019 when a Falun Gong practitioner was brutally beaten by 2 men in a coordinated attack. 1 person was sentenced to a term of 2 years and 9 months for acting as a lookout. The 2 assailants remain at large. Ms. Liao Chulan and 2 other Falun Gong practitioners visited the Cheung Chan Wan Police on September 24, 2019, to discuss an upcoming October 1st parade. When they left the police station and Ms. Liao was making a phone call, 2 masked men dressed in black attacked her. 1 hit her head and the other struck her body. Ms. Liao suffered a gash to her head that bled profusely, along with severe bruising. She was taken to a hospital and needed 5 stitches to close the 2-inch gash on her head. The Falun Dafa Association of Hong Kong welcomed the court judgment since it helped uphold the law and maintain order. Nonetheless, the 2 thugs who attacked Ms. Liao still have not been identified, and Falun Gong practitioners in Hong Kong continue to face persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. As a result, the association hopes that more people can help locate the assailants so that they will be held accountable as well. After Ms. Liao was attacked, Chinese State Security Bureau officials repeatedly threatened her family in mainland China, saying that they were going to come and arrest Ms. Liao in Hong Kong. After the attack in 2019, Ms. Liao was still being followed and the threatening phone calls did not stop. She had to leave Hong Kong for her own safety. Despite the harassment and threats, Ms. Liao said that she has done the right thing. She explained, "Falun Gong has benefited its practitioners greatly. How can we not speak the facts?" She emphasized that all Falun Gong activities were lawful and that they were approved by and protected by the police. Other Falun Gong practitioners have also been attacked in Hong Kong. The president of the Falun Dafa Association of Hong Kong was beaten by masked mobsters right before a World Falun Dafa Day celebration in May 2021.
Seoul, South Korea. Tianti Bookstore holds 100th Falun Gong 9-day introductory class. The Tianti Bookstore in the Yongsan District of Seoul, South Korea, held its 100th Falun Gong 9-day introductory workshop on January 4th through the 12th, 2022. Tianti Bookstore specializes in Falun Gong publications, including audio and video materials. Since the bookstore opened its Seoul branch on July 1, 2015, it has held free classes every month for people who are new to the mind-body practice. More than 1,000 people have attended these classes over the past 6 years. Although 9 days may have seemed like a short commitment, every participant has had unforgettable experiences during those 9 days and has laid an excellent foundation for embarking on their cultivation journey. Mr. Kim, age 65, was a program producer for the Munhua Broadcasting Corporation and broadcast writer before he retired. He has been going to the Tianti Bookstore every Sunday morning to do the exercises and read the teachings with other practitioners after attending a 9-day introductory workshop in April last year. He said the weekly group sessions have been invaluable to him. Mr. Kim used to have diabetes, an irregular heartbeat, high blood pressure, depression, and panic attacks. He also had a pacemaker to aid his cardiovascular abnormalities. Today, his health examination results are all normal, and his temperament and perspective on life have changed significantly. He said that Falun Dafa has turned him into a different person and gave him a new lease on life. Mr. Kim spoke about his experiences attending the 9-day classes last April. He said, "Maybe it is because I had done a lot of bad deeds and accumulated a huge amount of karma, so I contracted many illnesses in an old age. I thought of giving up on myself as I had lost hope in life, but I encountered Dafa and was reborn. Master took me in as his disciple. I am grateful. I will put my heart into practicing cultivation for the rest of my life." The Tianti Bookstore in Seoul holds free 9-day Falun Dafa introductory classes once a month. The workshops held for 9 consecutive days, with mornings as well as evening sessions. The next classes are scheduled for February 15th through the 23rd.
Dunedin, New Zealand. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is extremely important. Falun Gong practitioners in New Zealand held an event at the Octagon Plaza in downtown Dunedin on January 28, 2022. Including a march, a rally, and group exercises to introduce Falun Gong to the local residents. Many event-goers identified with Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and also applauded the practitioners' peaceful efforts in raising awareness about the persecution taking place in China. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a meditation practice that has been targeted by the Chinese Communist regime for the past 22 years. An elderly woman followed the march on the sidewalk from the start to the end. She said, "This is a great team. You did a great job. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are extremely important to us." A young man of Maori ethnicity passed by Octagon Plaza while the practitioners were demonstrating the exercises. He liked what he saw and watched for a long time. He said, "They were standing there doing the exercises. Everyone looked so calm and peaceful. I really liked it and want to learn it. I feel that it was the kind of exercise with spiritual power. I've always believed in the existence of higher wisdom, and all we need is to calm down and listen to it." John, a middle school teacher, said that he already knew about Falun Gong and the persecution in China before coming to the event. He said the persecution is brutal and illegal. He thought Falun Gong practitioners were very brave. Karen, who owns a pet store, said that she often saw Falun Gong practitioners sitting outside of the Chinese consulate to protest the persecution when she lived in Wellington. She understood that the communist regime is a totalitarian government that uses economic trade to control other countries, and it never tolerates differing opinions. She said, "We do not need such a government. This dictatorship must be put to an end." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.